Just give us your overall impression of your game and then Watson's performance.
I mean, I don't know, John. We just came off the field. I thought that was, you know, good complimentary football. It was a good win, but we got a long way to go. But it was good. So I don't know. What do you want me to do? I haven't even seen any of the film.
You got a long way
yet.
To go, huh?
We got 13 games. I mean, look.
Just this one.
We're going to go down this road
ecstatic.
Again of what you're going to write and what I'm going to say, and you write what you're going to write, and I'll say to the team what I'm going to say to the team.
So what are you going to say to the team after
good
scoring
job,
this
Good job, guys. Let's
points?
Go get ready for Kansas City.
But there's a record number of points you've had here.
Yep.
You did everything right. How did it go so well?
You know, these guys practice well, John. They really do, you know. And, you know, we talked all week just about, you know, trying to finish, start fast, start the game off fast. You know, we didn't start fast against New England, and we certainly didn't finish well. And if we could, you know, finish well and, you know, get off to a good start, we'd have a good shot. So that's what we really honed in on this week.
Bill, can you talk about the maturation process of Deshaun right in front of our eyes just growing up as an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's a very smart guy. I mean, these guys, you know, they believe in him. He works very hard. He's got a fantastic way about him. I mean, he's a humble kid, was raised the right way, and he works very hard. He's got great questions. He's got great suggestions. He's got a good mind, you know, for a lot of different things, not just football. He's an excellent kid, and he's fun to coach.
Bill, you've talked ever since he was drafted about his poise and his command and on, but what are you seeing from him actually running this offense, his precision, just being able to get what you want out of the offense?
Yeah, he sees the game pretty well. I mean, there's a lot of things that he sees. I know, you know, it was good job offensively, you know, but, I mean, overall, you know, he's seen a lot of different things, third down blitzes for the first time, red area things for the first time. I think he's making smart decisions. You know, that interception, that's on me. I got a little greedy there at the end. I think he's making really good decisions. That's the kind of guy he is. He's a very calm guy. He's a very thoughtful guy. So he's going to always try to make the best decision for the team.
Coming out of college, there was so much talk because he was a dual-threat quarterback. You know, how much would he run? How much would he pass? But it seems like, especially New England in this game, I mean, the pass is setting up the run. He's making the throws. He's making the reads. You're able to run your full offense with him. He's not a run-first type of quarterback.
Yeah, no. He can. He really can throw the football. I mean, he's a very accurate passer. Got big hands, you know. He can really sling it, and you know, he's a very smart runner. You know, running is not all about speed; it's about instincts and understanding how plays are being blocked and understanding the defense that you're seeing to kind of weave your way through. And so far, so good with that, you know. But again, next week's another huge challenge. I'm just telling you, like, I'm not trying to be. I'm just saying, like, watch this tape. Great job, guys. Get all the pats on the back. Great. But then we got Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City is one of the best teams in football. So we got a big week ahead of us here, and you know, we can't wait. We have to get to work against those guys on Wednesday.
Bill, from a strategic standpoint, some of the choices you have now with Will Fuller back, and also just in the ways the offense is evolving, what are you seeing from just the kind of creativity you're able to have now that you've had more weeks with Deshaun and things to build?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have pretty much your full complement. You know, we had some healthy scratches today, you know, which is tough, you know, because we only had really coming into the game two guys that were injured. That was Kevin Johnson and Greg Mance, you know, so and three, Marcus Burley was a little banged up. So, you know, we had to make some tough decisions, but I mean, that means you have a full complement of guys on your roster, and you're trying to use all those guys in the best way possible.
As far as the read option, things like that, just things that he was doing at Clemson, how much is that fun to be able to incorporate some things he's always done?
Yeah, he's a fun guy to coach. I mean, he knows, you know, how to operate within that realm of what we're doing. In fact, we learned a lot from him about it, to be honest with you. He's very smart. Somebody, you know, whether it's next week against Kansas City, you know, somebody's going to give us some different, you know, we have to just kind of do the best we can to not stay the same. We have to keep trying to change it up, be creative, and make sure that, you know, that we're doing a good job for him schematically. But it was pretty good today.
Did you see from the defense, particularly Andre Hall against Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, look, I thought that those guys competed. You know, they've got some really good players led by Marcus over there. They got a good offensive line. I thought our guys really stepped up. I thought our crowd was great. You know, I think our fans were really loud, and I think when our fans are into it, when we play well, and our fans are appreciative of that, man, it makes it hard on the opposing team. It's hard to hear, especially offensively. So I thought our defense, like I said, all three phases really complemented each other.
Bill, I know it's, you haven't seen the film yet, but can you talk about just watching this from the sideline, the things that you thought you guys did well, better as you get into the season?
Yeah, I thought that I thought we had a pretty good rhythm. You know, I think that we were able to control the game right from the outset. You know, we played, like I always talk about, complimentary football. We turned turnovers into points. We got a big lead right away. I mean, look, if you could have a blueprint for how you want to play a game, that would be the way. I mean, you want to get off to a big lead, and I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball for the most part. And you know, I give a lot of guys credit. I give all of our players, they work very, very hard. We demand a lot of our players. Our players work very hard, and I feel great for them that they were able to go out and play like that. But again, we got a long way to go here.
What does it say to you to see Andre Howell with those two interceptions? You need to get takeaways in this league, and he made two really incredible catches on those.
He did. He's done that you know, this year. He's really worked hard on his hands. He's a very smart player. He's an unsung player. He's a guy that people don't talk about a lot because, you know, you got a lot of stars on that defense, and he's a guy that gets people lined up. He's very smart. He's a tough guy. He takes a lot of pride in being a Texan. And it was really good to see him have those plays today.
What did you make of Chris Thompson, both as a gunner and as a returner? He showed a lot of speed out there.
Yeah, he's got good speed. He's a tough guy. I mean, he only weighs about 160 pounds soaking wet, but he can run, and he's tough, and he disrupts. You know, he's got a good knack for getting to the ball. He loves his role. He understands his role for a young player. That's pretty cool. And, you know, he'll just keep getting better and better.
When you talk about this being an improvement league, is this the kind of game you're talking about from going from last week to this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, every week's a different challenge. You know, some weeks you have to figure out different ways to move the football. And overall, as a team, you want to be improving constantly. You know, that's really what it is. It's a race to see who can improve the fastest. And, you know, like I said, our guys work very hard. I thought that in all three phases, you know, we were out there for, you know, three straight days of practice, 2.5 hours a day. Guys really, really working to try to get the game plan down. And I thought our scout teams did a great job getting us ready. And that's, you know, hopefully we can continue to play at that type of level. But, it's another challenge next week. It's a totally different team with different players, different schemes, different coaches. And so it's another big challenge.
Bill, to start the second half, fourth and one, you were aggressive in that spot. Play from Watson to DeAndre Hopkins. Can you just discuss the confidence in Watson giving the ball in that spot and what you guys saw in that specific play?
Yeah, I think he's a smart player, and I knew we had talked about that during the week. We had a specific play we wanted to run if they were in a certain personnel group, and we ran it. And he knows what to do with the ball. He knows how to get us into the right play, and that's what he did.
Bill, could you talk about the offensive line, and also how much time do you spend by yourself coaching Deshaun?
I think the offensive line's really improved. I think the more they play together, the more you'll see better play out of them. I think that, you know, five guys that haven't really played together, that's a big deal, you know. And I think the more they play together, the more they communicate, you know. And as relative to Deshaun and I would just tell you, like, that's between Deshaun and I. We meet a lot with a lot of different people. We meet in here as a unit a lot, to be honest with you. That's the biggest bulk of meeting time is in here.